Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, a day 361. How are we all doing? Kim was in first. Well, she was. I need to refresh just in case.
Johnny, have you refreshed?
Yeah, refresh. Hello, Kim. Hello, Jonathan. Yes, refresh. Poor Jonathan. Why is it only happening to Jonathan?
Because he comes in early.
Oh, do you think that's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Johnny, if you leave it till a minute past seven.
No, because he'd miss the beginning then.
Well, leave
no,
it
that won't
till,
do.
Leave it till 10 seconds past seven.
He can't because he needs to be into the chat.
One, you don't have to refresh. And two, you give someone else the chance to be first.
That isn't going to work for Jonathan,
no.
Can I just say? Oh, hello, Renee.
Fish burgers.
Now, we had a very nice dinner, didn't we? We had lamb with...
I'm glad you said that. I cooked it.
Yes. Cauliflower rice and broccoli. Oh, and some bean things. Were they bean things?
Mange too.
Those things, yeah. They were green.
And a bit of corn.
You know what I'm like? Oh, I did notice the corn. Yes, yeah. I did. It was hiding. Yes, I did notice that.
Yeah, I just
did
a bit of corn tonight.
It was very, very nice. So what have we all been up to? The tech world has gone potty today, as I mentioned in the email. There are some things that just, there are no words. Yet again, there are no words. Who has seen Pillcam? You think I'm joking? It's a camera that you swallow. And it then does a bowel cancer, what should we say, video, guided tour on the way out. I've no idea if these things are single use. I'm saying no more than that. Hello, Paul. I mean, really? Honestly, I thought to myself, no. And then it's true. Not even joking. Here you go. Here's a link to it, Pillcam, with a photo. It actually looks like a pill. You can't get people to take a jab here. Never mind swallow a camera. I mean, would anybody fancy doing that? Or is it just me? You know what I'm like. Let me know. Pillcam, the latest in entertainment. Do you remember when, I think the brand name was Handycam. Wasn't it a Sharp Handycam? Became popular and men started recording their wives giving birth and then showing it at a party. There's something wrong with these folks. This camera thing, I feel the same. Oh, poor Renee had to have a gastroscopy. Oh, no, I can't be doing with anything like that. I really can't. But swallowing a pill, it's like, really? On the one hand, I can think of worse things, but no, that's not good. Oh, it was a Sony Handycam, was it? I never had one. We had a Sharp something. The one that it was actually quite modern for its day. It was, I think we just got Meyer, so probably around 2001-ish. They had a thing that flipped out to the side and then flipped over, so you could do selfies 20 years before it was trendy. Oh, what have we got here? This looks like a dentist stick. A Kim approved
dentist stick.
Do you want it? I want to pour first. Good girl. Other one. Oh, okay. We're only doing one today. Right, we're gnawing quite happily now. We took our webcam, it wasn't a webcam, was it? A Handycam thing. And did nice things with it, like the dog and things like that. Not folks giving birth. And not... Oh, no. It's like if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. And it also reminded me of a film. Yes, I know, you're surprised. I have seen a film. Can't for life me remember what it was called. But there was a bloke called Dennis in it. Is it Dennis Quaid? Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan, I think. Now, I know they did a couple of films together. Inner Space. Isn't that just basically the plot line of Inner Space? I think it could be. What if the pill cam gets in the backside first. Well, there's no saying they won't give it to you that way, is there? Because, you know, this is medical. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. With big brass knobs on it. No, I couldn't be doing that. I really couldn't. Oh, Kim's neighbour did the pill cam and it was good for her. Just the concept of it, I think, that there must be something powering it, like a lithium battery or something. Unless it just makes its own way. Is it self-propelled? Put me right off, but you know what I'm like with anything medical. Wow, she was 90. Good grief. Hello, Anthony. Oh, Tony. I've got a colonoscopy coming this Tuesday. Can't wait. In that case, there you go. Maybe this pill thing is a good idea. I just thought, you know, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. People are dropping and all they're doing is inventing more stuff. Obviously, Mike is not here because we can't talk about the AstraZeneca thing if he is. Do you know, while I was asleep...
I'm here, I just can't comment on it.
Well, don't say a word, Mike. No, my thing with that was, it came out that there was some issue with it and certain countries had banned it while I was asleep, which was fine. But by the time I'd woken up, all of this happened while I was asleep. By the time I'd woken up, it was all over and I'm thinking, pardon? It's been declared safe. By whom? By who? Who declared it safe? I've no idea what's going on with that.
Somebody died after having the jab, and...
I wouldn't say any more if I were you, Mike.
I'm just reporting what I've read in the press.
Well, you're not even allowed to do that, so don't. No, somebody died, and was it related or was it unrelated? Apparently, they're declaring it safe on the basis that the statistics are no worse in the population who aren't taking the jab. In which case, why are they putting these stories out? It really is the press. Oh, they are just beyond reproach. They just want a story and they don't care. That could affect somebody who was going to have the jab, was quite confident with the jab or has had the jab. And he's now worried sick that something could happen. That's not reporting. Wait until it's fact. But no, that's not what the press do. We will have our fingers crossed for Tony on Tuesday. You do realise what Tuesday is, don't you, Tony? Oh, if you mean next Tuesday. Yes, this coming Tuesday. Yes, it's Mac Bites, marooned at Mac Bites headquarters' first birthday. Oh, we will have gone live for 366 days. If you're wondering why not 365, it was a leap year. On top of everything else, 2020 was a leap year.
We had to suffer an extra day of COVID.
Yeah, afraid so. Hope they don't want the camera back. That was my thought. These things can't be cheap, can they? I can just imagine them reusing them. Honestly. There were when I was in hospital, which was 1989, I've no desire to go back. They had these, like, you know, the compression stocking things for when you've had an operation. They've also got you on some kind of blood thinners and whatever. If they'd have just sent me home, I would have been fine. She was wandering around one of the ward sisters and she was looking for these compression socks. And I said, what compression socks? And she said, oh, no, they're for you. So I said, well, I haven't got any compression socks. So she said, no, I'm trying to find them. And I thought, well, why would you be walking around the ward trying to find them? Wouldn't they be in the stock room with the rest, you know, like bandages and plasters and stuff? So I said, well, why would you think they were in here? And she said, because so-and-so, like, you know, Deirdre had them last week and we're giving them to you. They were reusing them. I thought, I'm out of here. I'm so out of here. And I told my mother, she went absolutely orbital. They were actually reusing the compression socks and just picking them up off the ward and giving them to you. Really? Yeah, I'd have thought they would have to be, well, at least washed, but I would have thought new would have been a good idea. If they'd have said I'd have taken my own or bought some. Yeah, unbelievable. Tell me about it, Alex. I thought, and are you repurposing stitches and bandages as well? And I wouldn't put it past you. That was the hospital where they wanted you to have a bath. And I had every day. And I had two problems with that. One, the bath was full of, oh God, what they called?
Scum.
No, God, no, it's worse than that. They were alive. Cockroaches. The bath was full of cockroaches, so you had to wash the bath out before you actually got in the thing. The other problem I had with having a bath in there was the bathroom had no lock on it, and it was on the corridor on the way into it. So a lot of people just walked into it thinking it was like the kitchen. There wasn't even a sign on the outside that said, you know, please knock. So the most I was prepared to do was a shower. There was a shower cubicle in the corner. And I thought, at least with that, I can hang my nightie on the outside. Although it got that bad, I thought I might as well, you know, just have the shower in the nightie. It was bad. Trust me, it was really bad. Oh. You think they'd have given you a new bed? Well, that's what I was expecting. Yeah, silly me. Silly, silly, silly me. I'd have thought everything should be one use. I mean, gone are the days. I do remember, and this was when I first learnt about it, and I must have been about 5, and I was at the dentist, and they had that thing that looked like a toaster that you put the implements in and it kind of boiled, washed them, that thing. And I was asking my mum what it was about. You know, so I understood that, yes, you can technically reuse things like scalpels, but stuff like bandages, no, it's not stuff we wash and then put back, is it? Oh, crying out loud. Yeah, this is why I don't like to think about it. Jonathan says he wouldn't even wear a family member's socks unless they were washed. Even then, I'd consider other options. I'm with you, Jonathan. You're a sage young man, you know. Yeah, I was thinking, it would that I had any clothes. We weren't allowed clothes. That's when I was contemplating raiding the little bit of money that I had to make calls home for a taxi. Contemplating, one, would I be able to work? Did I have enough money to afford a taxi home? And two, do you think they'd take me if I was only in my 90? Because that was all I had. Oh, and a pair of second-hand compression socks. I guess what I could have done was put the money in the compression sock and then threaten people with it like a cosh. This was how my mind was working. It doesn't take you long to lose the will to live, you know. It can happen within 10 minutes, I swear it can. Oh, that was great fun, that was. Let me have a look. I think I've missed something here. Every 5 years. Oh, no. I think they threatened to call me back for one, but they never did. So that was either that or the Royal Mail lost it, which either way, if they did, excellent. Do you remember when they wanted to give Dad a colonoscopy? He was not having it. He was not having it. Oh, no. He ran a mile. Oh, poor guy. I guess, is it something you get used to, Kim? Or do you have to kind of, I'd be on gas and air, I think. That would be where I was. An urgent referral. Oh, wow, Tony, that is amazing. A week. We will definitely, you will be in our thoughts. There's a lot of people saying at the moment that the sea pathway people are not being looked after, but that's not my experience. I mean, that was the one who they wrote to my father. He went in, he had all the tests. He thought he had a cold and a heart condition. And they wrote to him and they sent it first class. But that doesn't mean it gets here next day. Not in this day and age, it doesn't. And when he didn't turn up for this appointment that they'd made for the next day, so they posted this letter at 5 o'clock and expected him to turn up for an appointment at 10 the following day. Have you heard of the telephone at all? But this letter didn't arrive until like 3 days later, but they did ring. So I had to answer the phone and it was the hospital. And like you say, it was literally within 48 hours. So they are amazing in terms of speed. You don't get used to it. It's got to be done. You're very brave, Kim. You are. I definitely need accompaniment and gas and air. No, I don't honestly think I could get through the door. No, if I'm honest, let's be serious about it. Probably not. Probably not. Took me all my time at the dentist and that's the other end. But I did get there in the end, so you never know. You never know. didn't realise it was 14 days. That is still pretty amazing given the COVID situation, isn't it? Although the figures apparently are alarmingly good. Alarmingly good. And we vaccinated, is it 22 million? Which is also very handy. It does seem to have slowed down a bit, though, or is it me? They've been going since December.
Unless they're just not reporting yet.
I think they've slowed down a bit. Do they count it? Because they give you a figure, don't they? But if they're now second vaccinating some people, then that original figure would slow down. Because there'd be then two figures per day. One would be the people having the first dose and the other would be the people having the second. So I don't know. Hello, Tracy. How are you doing? We've been talking about the Campyl. I would say most of us are like, yeah, that's okay. That's okay. You have to do another COVID test before they let you in. Wow. See you tomorrow, Jonathan. Have a good night. Oh, Alex was talking to a guy who'd got two Samoyeds, full history of the breed and their characters, and thought of us and Lola. Oh, yes, she's definitely a Samoyed. And you know, every dog breed is different. You would think a dog is a dog, unless there's something like, you know, like a well-trained sheepdog. But Samoyeds have a totally different personality, and so do Malamutes and Huskies. Huskies can be very territorial. Sammies are far sweeter in nature. Stubborn much.
Mm.
Do you want to describe her posture as we tried the hairdryer treatment? It had been a lovely day. I mean, coolish, but sunshine. So Mike said, 4 o'clock, I'll take her out right now. You know, it's nice and sunshiny. Yeah. I don't think the front door had actually closed before the heavens opened. And I mean opened. And for the entire 50 minutes she was out, it absolutely poured down. When I heard the door close again back on the way in, sunshine came out again. Meanwhile, Lola, sopping wet. So Mike towelled Ryder, which didn't seem to do much good at all, did it?
No.
And then she came upstairs where I was waiting. And I said, right, pincer movement, hairdryer. Because at the moment, she's got a very, very full coat. So if that gets wet, she'll be damp all night. Wow. She did not like the hairdryer. I don't remember her being that bad last time with the hairdryer.
She wasn't.
She was fine. This time she fought like a tiger.
I did it the other morning and she was as bad.
Well, the last time we did it was after the bath and she was fine. She was absolutely fine. Well, she's not fine with it now. No, she fought Daddy off. Daddy ended up in a heap on the floor. And she ended up by the door, which was a silly manoeuvre because she managed to corner herself. So I proceeded with the hairdryer. But no, she wasn't happy. Oh, they're stubborn. Stubborn, stubborn, stubborn. He said stubborn character because they have to be sled dogs going all day. Oh, yes. Maya would have had no problem being the pack leader. Definitely not. And Lola can go on all day. But boy, they are stubborn dogs. If they don't want to do what you want them to do, then it's not happening. They are that stubborn. Right, I'm going back up a bit. Episode 347. You'll get there, Tracy. You'll get there. I had to go into the office and again tomorrow. You're handicapped. Oh, that's not on. That's cheating, isn't it? Kiva's boyfriend, the husky's getting a little brother. Oh, wow. How old is the husky? I wonder how he'll take to it. Is it going to be, a little brother? Mm. Probably is a wise idea, isn't it, to have two boys or two girls? Otherwise, you'd have that kind of scrap going on. Although Ollie and Lola were okay. But there's an example of he's a Jacopo and very, very different character. Not got the sense he was born with. He treats the oven just the same way as the fridge. And you're like, he'd climb in it, wouldn't he? Mm. With it turned on. Absolute idiotic in the kitchen. Has to be locked out of the kitchen. Well, Lola kind of just meanders through, sashays through with that attitude of, can somebody bring me some food? Thank you. Ollie's just like absolutely insane. He walks around the kitchen like a meerkat on his back legs. Just after food. I mean, he's that tiny, he can't even reach the top of the unit. If Lola got on her back legs, her head would probably be at the level of one of the top cupboards. But he can't even see past the work surface. But it doesn't stop him, and he never learns. And you're thinking as you're opening the oven that Mum had, when you opened it, it was a full metal door. So you open that, and then behind it, there was another door. And that one was like glass that technically you were supposed to be able to see through. But it was quite dark. It was smoky glass. And he would actually like think that he could jump up there or put his nose on it. So you had to lock him out. Oh, wow.
Oh, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Right. We had those mushroom pizzas, didn't we?
We did. They were nice.
And in the mushroom pizzas, we put tomato puree.
We did.
From a tube.
Don't tell me they're out of stock.
No.
Go on.
So we used about a tube and a half this week. So I thought I'd get a few tubes in.
Oh, God, there's a worldwide shortage, isn't there?
It only allows me to buy 3 tubes. 27 pence tubes, and I can only get 3 of them.
Right, so if we want...
Maximum quantity ordered for item.
So if we want to have those like twice a week, given the fact these tubes aren't that big, we're going to have to like work up to it for 3 months and stockpile.
Yeah.
Do you know, I really seriously wonder, is there the same limitation if you were in the store?
I don't know.
Well, you see it. Well, it's not a worldwide shortage then. It's just an online shortage. Yeah. Is there nothing else that we can buy?
Probably.
Different brands or something.
Yeah, I'm going to look, but I meant to tell you that this morning.
They do it just to wind me up.
No, they do it to wind me up.
Oh, there's that as well.
I'm the one doing the shopping.
Oh.
You just sit there at home waiting for me to rant.
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, Anthony says, quite impressive what they can do now. In the 90s, I had to wear a 24-hour ECG monitor. This thing was the size of a personal stereo. You had to have a letter for school saying it wasn't a Walkman. Now they send them through the post. They're tiny little things. I think that might be something my dad had. It was something that he had it round his neck, you know, like on a lanyard. But I think it was actually stuck to him somehow. It wasn't big. It was probably like, you know, those pads they stick on, maybe about that size. But there was part of it that was on this lanyard and he had it like monitoring for, I think it was like 10 days. You could shower with it, but you should really sort of dry it when you've finished or something. But it was amazing that it tracked. I think he tracked all that and then sent it back to HQ and they couldn't find anything wrong. He kept collapsing, but they couldn't find anything wrong. Must have been allergic to my mother.
There's tins of tomato puree.
Oh, does it matter? Keep track. We'll try them. We'll try them.
They're only 28p.
A penny more.
But yeah, but there's less in them.
You see, this is how they do it. They'll stop you buying the absolute cheapest, so you've got to buy something more expensive. Oh, the Samoyed slept with the children, keeping them warm and protected. She is soft like that.
We could either pay, obviously we're not paying 135, but this is per kilo. We could either pay 135, 198, or £6.34 a kilo.
Is that the one with the caviar in it?
No, that's the one that's got a name.
Oh.
Napolina. And Dortona. That sounds like a Samoyed.
It does, actually.
Yeah, Dortona.
Do you know?
Shopping with Mike.
I can understand limiting hand sanitizer, but tomato, whatever it is.
Tomato puree. Yeah, I'm going to wash my hands in tomato puree.
Well, you can actually use that to clean dogs, but that's not what we're using it for.
It's now lashing it down at Old Trafford.
That means we'll get it in about 5 minutes.
Been there, done that.
Oh, yes. Oh, and he used to have a mayor as well. Oh, wow. Oh, another Sammy called mayor. The Husky 6. That's probably a good time, isn't it, to get a brother or sister. Oh, totally coincidentally, on an unrelated matter, Lola's 6 in June.
Yeah.
Can you manage two of them?
And May would have been 20 tomorrow.
He would.
Yeah, the same day I started with the training team.
Oh, hang on. This is
2007.
This has all gone weird. Right, we've got it now. Kiva gets on her back legs and goes into protective mode and barks when we're on the trail. That's good after that man followed you. Men are such, honestly. Mind you, it's kicked off over here today, hasn't it? Well, yesterday, actually. Much more than I thought it might. But I think it's a case of, like, the Me Too movement and people heartily sick of stories like this. But a young lady went missing in London. Now, I wrongly heard the story that she was on her way to work. So when it said it was 9:30, I assumed they meant in the morning. But I know she was on her way home and it was 9:30 at night. And she walked across Clapham Common. So my first thought was, you know, rule one, don't walk across Clapham Common or anywhere else, you know, Wimbledon Common, anywhere. You know, keep to where there are people. But she managed to get through there, ended up on the other side of the common and then vanished. And what was fascinating was the use of tech with it. Obviously, they've got whatever street cameras they've got, at traffic lights and stuff like that. But the last sighting, somebody gave them a video and it was from a doorbell camera, which is just stunning, isn't it?
I thought
those doorbell cameras only kind of worked. I didn't think of them as being like a CCTV. I thought they worked when somebody pressed the button, like an intercom. But that was what they'd got as the last footage of her. Anyway, she's still missing. They arrest somebody. That was in relation to something different, and then arrest him for murder. Turns out he's a serving police officer. I mean, there are no words. In the diplomatic team. So the diplomatic team would be looking after the Queen. Oh my God, you couldn't make this stuff up, I'm telling you, you couldn't. Anyway, sadly, last night they found human remains and they are working under the assumption that it's this young lady who went missing. So, in the meanwhile, the women of London are now up in revolt and they're demanding, I mean, I don't know what, that it be safe for women to walk the streets. Has it ever been safe for women to walk the streets?
Probably not.
I mean, I always remember when I first met Mike and I just did what I normally did. Poor Mike. We were walking from, well, for a start, we didn't sit together at Old Trafford. Not the first year. He'd stood where I stood, but he made the silly, silly, silly decision to go sit in G-Stand for a year. Now, G-Stand, well, it's not G-Stand anymore, is it? But when it was completely opposite side of the stadium. So that was the year I went to every match that year. So we did know each other, but only as friends. So after a match, which could be, you know, 10 o'clock, 10:15, pitch black, I'd be walking back to where I parked my car. And I didn't park my car in a car park. I parked it at a friend's house. So I'm walking along the main road and I'm right on the edge of the pavement, right, near where the cars are. Not the other side or even in the middle. I'm right on the edge. It was lighter on the edge and the entire route, the other side of the pavement was big hedges. And every 10 yards or so, I turned around and looked over one shoulder, went another 10 yards, looked over the other shoulder, another 10 yards, back over the first shoulder. You know, and I just did the same when Mike and I walked back to the car together and he's looking at me like, what are you doing? And I realised women just do that. If you've got a brain in your head, you do. You just do it. You don't, it's not conscious. And then I thought, oh, I'm with Mike, so it'll be fine. Well, that's what women want. Apparently, they are on strike in London because they want to be able to walk around like anybody else can. So I don't know how that will go. But I don't think it's ever been safe. I think if you make it home, you know, having made the silly decision to go across the park, I would consider yourself lucky if you get there. Mike said Lola loves. Now, but bear in mind, do we remember when Lola was going to the park? And there was a flasher in the park. And I said, I don't think it's a wise idea to take Lola to the park if there's a flasher. It won't end well for one of them. You know, I can't see Lola being freaked out, but I can see him missing an appendage if he does that. So keep her away from the park while this flasher's on. So they caught the flasher, if you remember. A dog walker caught him. The flasher must have flashed, so the dog walker knew, oh, that's the flasher. And he said, I'm making a citizen's arrest. Either stay with me till the police arrive or I'll set the dog on you. And wasn't it Was it a bulldog or a staff?
I can't remember.
It didn't look pleasant. It was foaming at the mouth. So the guy said, I'll stay with you. And the police arrived and he got arrested. So we were fine at that point. At that point, the flasher had disappeared. So Mike decides he'll take Lola along the canal. So he says to me, went along the canal. I said, you went where? He said, along the canal. I said, don't go along the canal. So Mike went, why? I said, because there's a guy going along the canal molesting women. Mike said, well, I'm not a woman. I said, well, point one, Lola is, and point two, they might think it's you. Anyway, they've caught him now, haven't they?
They've caught him.
Oh, they've caught him. So that's two down. I've no idea what will happen next, but trust me. It is just, it's chaotic. It is, honestly. Right, let's go here. What's it? The doggy ones go under the skin. Oh, hang on. Oh, you can go in like a dog chip. Oh, wow. No, it was stuck to him. It was literally just to see, get like the results and see if there was something wrong. But they said there was nothing wrong with his heart, which considering what was wrong everywhere else was quite surprising. That's a good idea, isn't it? Under the skin. Oh, now you can't get British tomato puree where Tracy is. You're struggling here as well.
Sounds like we've got the Old Trafford rain.
Yep, told you it'd be here in 5 minutes. Kim always walks with the keys in hand. Yep, I do that as well. Or something wrapped around my knuckles. I had my keys on like a chain. You know, like you would see, you see ladies like that in a store where they put it on a chain. So mine was on a chain, but I wrapped the chain around my knuckles. Yeah, you just automatically do that. In London, it's not safe for anyone. That's true, Tony. Even the gangsters get taken down. Society seems to be getting too familiar with these sorts of crimes. Yeah, thinking about it, I remember visiting a friend in hospital. I mentioned this in relation to the fact that the hospital was like a no man's land. There were no signs and stuff, so we parked. And there was a door open and I thought, well, you know, it says entry, so I'll go. Right. We got there and realised it was the corridor leading from the main hospital to the operating theatre. All the windows were smashed. It was unbelievable. But apparently about 2 or 3 months later, there was a shooting in London and they took the guy to this hospital and he was a boxing promoter. I've totally forgotten the name. But wasn't that supposed to be some kind of falling out amongst thieves or something?
Yeah, Frank Warren.
That rings a bell, it could have been. The only one I can always remember is Barry Hearn, but it wasn't him.
Frank Warren got shot, didn't he?
Yeah. So it was that one there. Oh, now you see, Alex didn't realise that the tube in the cupboard is such a rarity. Yep, that it's probably worth 10 times what you paid for it now, you know. I've had two flashers, two stalkers and a peeping Tom. What is it with these people? It's like there's something wrong with their brain. Honestly, you need a dog. Kiva is your perfect dog. She's your perfect dog. Anybody who thought at the moment, oh yes, Elaine's protected with Lola, would be sadly deluded because Madam is fast asleep. Just look at that. I will get a photo. She's got her new toy to one side and she's got a towel to the other. So the towel was to dry her feet, but you know, I can wrap it around her feet and she just nods off. See that, Mike? That's what we've been waiting for all day. Mm. There you go. She's been a little minx all day. Oh, and the fur behind her ears looks like she's had a perm, because that always happens when she gets wet. But she does look ever so cute. Ever so cute. There was a thing on Panorama about boxing promoters and gangsters. I wonder if it was him. It could well have been. It was a long time ago. But it was literally like, I mean, we don't have that kind of thing here that much, do we? You hear of an odd shooting, but it really, really is the exception. It would make the news because it was an exception. I think since Dunblane, which was when guns were banned in the UK, which was Dunblane 86 or a little bit later than that. When was Dunblane, Mike?
That's what I'm Googling.
87, maybe.
wasn't 96, was it?
No.
This says it was 96.
Can't have been 96. You and I were going out together in 96. And I was taking my mum shopping, so I wouldn't have been doing that, would I? You'd have been doing that. You and her.
13th of March, 96.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this
Good
week.
Grief. Good grief. I have no recollection of that then. I thought it was 86.
25 years ago.
Well, either way, Dunblane. That was when they banned handguns. There was one before that, wasn't there? Hungerford.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting confused with Hungerford. And there was another one after they banned guns in the Lake District somewhere. But that's really it. And I think after that, yes, people get shot. But in terms of like a mass shooting or something like that, there's only really been the one. And that was in Birmingham. And I think 4 people died in that one. But it's very unusual here. So to think of like this is somebody that you've seen on the TV just being shot in the street is really, really unusual. But that was, I think, that must have been before Dunblane then. Losh's peeping Tom should all be Losh. Yes, together, preferably, together. It's your name, Kim. Oh, dear. Oh, that's bad. Didn't Well, it's as bad as Magic Mike, isn't it? People call Mike Magic Mike. Scary. Scary. Lola's just pretending, says Alex. Anyone goes near her, she'll be like an Exocet missile. That's very true, actually. She's not as bad as Maya was with, like, the doorbell going or something. In fact, has Lola ever heard the doorbell? Because she's only been here about 2 years-ish.
True.
And we don't use the doorbell. I don't know what she'd think of the doorbell. And phones as well, because the phones never ring. Mine's constantly on silent. So if the phone rings, massive air quotes, it's my watch that'll tell me that somebody's ringing. So I don't think she's heard the phone here either. She must think we're very strange. Oh, so there's different types of this. Oh, right. So Tracy's talking about the concentrated toothpaste type. That's how I assume it came. It is a savoury, isn't it? And it's a puree. So it would spread nicely. But most in Spain is liquid and sweetened. Well, why? That's not the same thing at all, is it? I can't imagine that sweetened. Mind you, I suppose you have sweet on pizza, don't you? You know, if you're putting pineapples on it. Mmm.
Yeah.
Mmm. Let me have a look. Where am I going now? It's moving again. That's a good puree. You could eat it right out of the tube. I think Mum must have made her own, you know, for the pizza she did for me. No. I'm pretty sure she must have done. I don't remember ever buying tubes. Do you remember cheese that used to come in tubes?
Yeah. Was it Primula?
Yeah, Primula. It honestly, it was like toothpaste, like Tracy says, only it was white cheese. And it tended to have something in it. So you would have like this Primula with pineapple or Primula with, not cress, like, what's the one that's got green bits in it that isn't cress?
Don't know.
It's drier than cress. But anyway, one, chives. Chives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it used to come in a tube. So you would literally put it on your bread like toothpaste and then spread it with a knife.
Cool, cool yeah, stuff. Tony and Alex say chives.
Yep, chives. Yeah. Chives it was. You see, I don't eat stuff like that, so it was a long time remembering that. And another one, it's a wonder we're still here to talk about this. As a kid, there was Toast Toppers. And Toast Toppers were, as the name implied, like a soft cheese, usually with like pieces of ham in it or something like that. They probably did a chive one. That you would put, you opened a tin, it looked like baby food.
I was going to say it looks like baby
food. Did look like baby food.
I was just going to say that.
Don't they still do them?
Probably.
Toast Toppers, let me have a look. They used to be like 10p. They're probably about, heaven knows what.
Probably only buy 3 now.
There you go, Heinz Toast Toppers. They still do them. Only now they look like some kind
Is
of delicacy.
Is that sandwich spread?
No.
The
no.
bottom.
That's sandwich bread.
Yeah, I used to have sandwich bread.
No, we never had that. Didn't have mayonnaise either. Mum said I wouldn't like it. And you know what she was like. Just look at the price of these. This is obscene. Mushrooms made simple. Chesswood. It's Chesswood creamed mushrooms, 3 times 200 grams, £8. But I don't see the original tin type. I thought they might still do them. But happy memories of lunch at home when I was a kid. It was always a toast topper. Oh, genius. Ooh, let me have a look what Renee's found there. Kim has never had cheese in a tube. You've clearly never lived, Kim. Need to come over for a visit. We'll show you all these rare delicacies. I don't know if they make that anymore, actually. Have a look, Mike, while I'm having a look at this.
What are we looking for?
Primula cheese spread. In a tube. Cheese in a tube. Oh, that it looked... Oh, now that's good.
Yeah,
that's
there good. You go. £1.50.
They still sell it?
Yeah.
Wow. They look like a tube of Pringles from here.
They do.
Get the picture and post it up there. Danish chef cheese spread. Didn't look as nice as that, but the principle was the same. As a precaution,
we've stopped all product distribution.
Why? When was that?
That was last year.
Oh, is this the COVID thing? I'm liking the Danish
can get it
chef.
At Tesco now.
Danish chef cheese.
£1.50 at Tesco's.
Oh, my. And do you know what's interesting with that? I can see without any... I can understand the word... Well, I'm not even going to try the pronunciation, but beware must be the first word. And then we've got ingredients and something and extra information. I told you that me looking at the subtitles was working well. all our yesterday's toast toppers, yeah. But I look back at it and the thing was, I don't think I could eat one now. Because it was like... I mean, happy memories of like, not that I ever had happy memories at school, happy memories of childhood. But then I think about what it actually tasted like and it's like, really? It's not that great. I think I would rather have one of Mike's magic mushrooms. Well, and that's a bit dangerous, isn't it? In fact, wherever I put magic in that sentence, it is dangerous.
True.
Either the mushrooms are magic or Mike's magic, and either way, that's dangerous. But it does taste really, really nice. Yeah, but we could put some cheese on, couldn't we? We had goat's cheese on some of them. And that was nice. Yeah, I've got other words on here as well that I'm looking at. I can't pronounce them, but I know what they mean. I think that one at the bottom is, will you accept cookies? Only the words are the other way around. Will you cookies accept? This is the other thing that confuses me with languages. Although I should know, because syntactically I've got to get it right in all the computer languages. If things are the wrong way round, it doesn't work. But that's my blind spot. Maths, absolutely fine. In fact, there was Countdown was on today and I don't watch it. I record it and then I do the four numbers games and possibly the conundrum at the end. But can't be doing the letters. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Don't like letters. So one of the numbers, both of the contestants said nowhere near. And it was one of the ones where they'd picked six small numbers. And I'd done that in like about 15 seconds. So I was very happy today. Numbers are where it's at. Language is where it's at for Tracy. Dutch is very disturbing. Do you know what's very, very unfair? Well, I used to watch Van der Valk. It was my mum's favourite programme. Only it's probably... I probably pronounced that terribly wrong. But we would say Van der Valk here. But I'm guessing it could be Van der Valk. But whatever. But there wasn't one person speaking Dutch. And you look back now and think, surely there should have been one, or even an accent. No, they were all speaking English, just happened to be recorded there, which is pretty much what they did with Bergerac. But at least on Jersey, English is the language of Jersey, but it's not in Holland. So why did they do that? No idea.
I'll tell you, talking about languages, I had a meeting yesterday with two Polish girls who wanted to discuss Excel.
In Polish?
No, in English. No, but they were talking to me in English, obviously, but they were also talking between themselves in English, and they'd used Microsoft Forms to create a survey amongst their colleagues who were also Polish. As to what areas they want to cover on the training. And the survey was in English.
I think that's probably a courtesy, isn't it, to the other people? But I think If you had the ability to speak their language and deliver the course in their language, that would be a courtesy back to them. Like Eric, when we meet Eric.
Yeah.
I make every... In fact, it's so funny. Eric speaks English, Eric Cantona. Doesn't like to speak English, though. But he will speak English to us. His brother doesn't speak a word of English. So I'm trying to conversate with him with sign language. And there are various other ways to communicate, trust me. Pointing at things and nodding. That's what it's like with his brother. But when we met him, that'll probably be about 3 or 4 years ago, wouldn't it, at the Lowry? Mm. We'd been twice. So the first year, in fact, we probably met him 3 times, haven't we? Because we went twice the first year. Yeah. But never mind. It was the second time he came a-visiting. And I had been practicing and practicing and practicing to say, thank you very much. Because what we were doing was having a photograph taken. So the first thing was, thank you very much. And the second thing was, thank you for coming or something like that. So I delivered my line. He looked at me and had a big, broad smile on his face. And probably, I'd guess the pronunciation was not bad, but clear that, you know, French wasn't my first language. Let's put it like that. Big, broad smile for the fact that you would try. The first year, he replied in English. The second year, he replied in French. I just looked at him and I thought, I'm just going to assume he said the same as the year before, but in French. That to me is a courtesy. Do you remember when George was there? We had a player from Russia called Andrei Konchelskis, and he couldn't speak a word of English either. So they got this interpreter to come in. And he'd worked with the Russian team, hadn't he, in 1966?
I think he had.
So he was very... It wasn't just like bringing anybody in who spoke the language. He also knew the football element of it. And he was Andre's interpreter, and he sat right next to us. He also spoke French, German, you name it. I think he'd been a professor of languages at Liverpool University. So he also was the interpreter for Eric. Comical when you saw an interview with Eric, though. You'd have Alex Ferguson speaking in English. The translator would translate it. Eric would reply, and then the translator would translate it back. Well, that's how it normally works. But this particular thing was an interview with the manager, the physiotherapist, and Eric. And the interpreter was there doing the interpreting. And I think, I can't remember who wanted him either to wear or not wear this bandage that was on his arm. And he had this thing round his wrist for about 3 months. So that's how the conversation was flowing. And then all of a sudden, either the physio or Alex Ferguson said something. And before the interpreter could interpret a word, Eric replied. My mum just looked at him and she went, he can speak English, can't he? And I said, fluently. He chooses not to. So this interpreter was sat next to us and there was a game on. I think it was some kind of testimonial. And the only thing I'd got with me was my Filofax. Remember my black and white, my black leather Filofax? Mm. And in it, I'd got the ticket for the match. And Eric got pulled off and he was sat on the bench. And I'm like, Eric sat 6 foot away. So I said to the interpreter, do you think he'd sign this? So he said, I'm sure he would. So he took the ticket over and it pointed to me and Eric signed it. So he comes back with it and I'm like, oh my word, I got my ticket signed. I was a happy bunny. And I shouted back, thank you in French. And he turned around and beamed broadly and nodded. And I don't think it matters if it's 100% accurate. And trust me, mine is never 100% accurate. Just that you try. Just that you try. That it's acknowledging that's their language. And so many people don't. You remember Peter Schmeichel with that kid? This kid wanted Peter Schmeichel's autograph. So he'd come quite close to where the fans were. And he was doing some signing. And this kid was a youngish kid, probably about 9 or 10. And he was calling his name. I don't think he'd been there long at the time because I think he's kind of had the rough edges knocked off him since. It was very early on, probably about 91, 92. And this kid was shouting his name. But the child was clearly from Salford. And if you are from Salford, you have an accent. And Peter, if you come from Salford, sounds Peter, as in Peter. So instead of ER at the end, it sounds like an O, Peter. Well, Peter came over and he did sign the autograph for this kid, but he looked at him very sternly, and bearing in mind he was about 6'4", he said, "My name is Peter." This poor child. I said to Mike, does he not realise it's an accent thing? It's just the way that you would say that if you were from Salford. Oh, anyway, he got a little bit better after that because he met you, didn't he?
Mm.
Wasn't it your 40th?
It was my 40th.
Why don't you tell him the story? Get closer, heaven's
sake. I'm
trying
to remember.
You went out for
I went out for lunch with my colleagues for my 40th birthday. And we went to this restaurant in Alderley Edge, which is near where I used to work.
Wag Country.
Wag Country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was sitting there, and my boss walks in and says, "Isn't that that guy off the telly that does the football?" And then my other boss says, "Oh, you mean Peter Schmeichel? Oh, yeah, that's him." So I'm there, "Oh, I could go and get him to sign my birthday card." And then my boss says, "I'll go and get him to sign if you like." So she says, "This is Mike, and it's his 40th birthday today, and he's a big United fan, and he's just wondering if you could sign his birthday card for him." So he held out his hand, pre-COVID days.
Oh, those were the days.
And wished me happy birthday. And see, I've still got the card somewhere.
See, he'd had the corners knocked off him by then, hadn't he? I think he now replies to Peter. Because it's a Manc thing. That is so true, though, isn't it? Oh, the poor kid. But he was happy enough. He got his autograph, so he was fine. Oh. Right, where am I looking up here? I do admire people who can speak multiple languages. I do. It's the thinking in the languages. So Renee does German, English, and Dutch, I'm presuming. Any more? Rubber made the main language was English. I guess that's what it's like with AstraZeneca, although there are a lot of people in the UK who try and learn some Swedish, which, again, courtesy thing, isn't it? Tracy's comparing how her four cousins sound in comparison with any German politician or film scene. Much prefer the Dutch. German just sounds quite harsh, doesn't it? I think that's just unfortunate. I don't think I know any. See, I've seen Scandinavian dramas. So I've seen some in Dutch. I've seen some in Danish, and I've seen some in Swedish, and it's interesting to see the overlap there, where they might not be spelt the same way, but they sound the same. There's also quite a few words from, I think, mainly possibly Sweden and Norway that are quite Scottish. So I think that's translated through as well, because Scotland use some very strange terms that the English don't. And I had no idea until I'm listening to these words in Norwegian or Swedish and thinking that sounds like another word in Scottish that we wouldn't particularly use. But clearly that's where it's come from. That language is fascinating. I just don't have the time for to do that as well. Not as everything else, but never mind. Let's have a look. Dutch is nicer than German. Tracy is fluent. Ah, now. Who the Arthons? Have I got that right now? Because it doesn't look anything like... It's not spelt anything like I think it's supposed to sound. Mind you, I said that to you, didn't I? When Ruud Gullit came to play, obviously with his name not starting with a H, people would pronounce it wrong. And there's also... what's the other one that was here? Van der Gaal?
Yeah.
Van Gaal? But people would say Van Gaal, and yet that's a G, and I think it should be a H. So let me know. Let's get on. now she's upping the stakes here with congratulations in Dutch. Are you going to try that? A bit of French. That's pretty much how I describe it, Renee. A bit of French. That's all I know, a bit. We didn't learn any languages at school until we were 11. They now learn French. Well, actually, they have to choose a modern language. So, you know, it wouldn't include like Latin, which I did. At five. So mainly it's either Spanish or French. At school around the corner, it's French. And they learn that from five. So they've got 6 years with that that we didn't have. It just wasn't considered that important at that point. Anthony's old boss would complain if he used an Americanism. Since English is made up from words all over the world, you didn't see what the problem is. Oh, just the way people are. I know of one person, I'm naming no names, that, well, I've worked with a person like that, where, you know, this comma's wrong, it should be a semicolon. Fine, whatever. They've learned all the rules, but learning all the rules isn't exactly the same as embracing the concept of something, is it? The principles. So they know all the linguistic rules and they'll let you know about it. Down to you've missed the full stops off the end of these sentences was one I got. There's no full stops. And I said, that's because it's a slide. Why would I put full stops on a slide? Because it's not a full sentence. It's a slide. If you ever put full stops on a slide, it does look quite strange. Because, you know, as you look at it on a screen, the full stops are huge. So I never put full stops on there. You may notice from the emails, particularly the ones that go out with the what we're doing on Friday. Yeah, I'm on it. I tend not to put full stops there either because the sentences are so short. It's a modern communication. It would just look like full stop. So I don't. On the odd occasion, but not often. Wow, Kim didn't start Spanish till she was 15. And now by 15, I'd gone. Couldn't learn any new words by 15. Wow. I think it's important they learn early, but because it's easier. They enjoy it. It's not. I think when we started, you started at 11 and it was like, you've got to take an exam in this. In 6 months, you'll be taking an exam in this. And that just put pressure on you. Whereas I'm pretty sure if it was more fun, like with like if you're five or six and you're looking at pictures and saying, you know, poisson, I think you'd enjoy it and you'd probably remember it better. We live in a Twitter world now. We do. So you haven't got time. You remember when it was it 80? What was how many characters? Was it 80?
No. 140.
Was it 140 characters? But you basically had to butcher the English language to get it in. And you're looking at it. I mean, even now I do that. It's like, I'll change and to ampersand and I'll take that word out. And does that word need doing? One of the things we had to look at the other day, I mean, this is comical. It was a report on the school and home learning and how it was going at the governor's meeting. And he likes to give us like a real taste of what it's like. And the big thing over here at the moment that parents are pulling their hair out over is the way that children do maths. So whether you use this other method for doing maths and a concept in English. And the concept in English is fronted adverbials. Adverbials? Whatever. And I'm like, oh, what? We didn't do that at school. Now, maybe we did, but if we did, we didn't call it that. And it's all over Facebook with parents saying, you know, what's this? What's the answer to that? I don't understand this. So I put this thing down and it was like a 2 minute read through of what these fronted things were and then a test with five questions. Thankfully, I got them right. But I'm looking at it like we didn't do this. We did not do this. I think we did more grammar because in the 70s, there was this thing of like, oh, grammar doesn't matter. Let's all just be, you know, let's burn our bras and stuff. That we didn't, if we did the learning part, we didn't do it with the right words. So it wasn't, we're looking at verbs this week and next week we're looking at nouns. We just did it and we didn't like categorise it. And now the parents are lost with what their children are doing. Completely lost. Peanuts. You've had peanuts and you didn't share them. Now he's looking guilty.
You have peanuts.
I do have peanuts.
You don't share them.
That's because you're going to bed. I have peanuts at bedtime.
I had them when I was washing up. Should I have shared that with you as well?
No, it's all right. Leave that alone. I love cashews. Cashews are one of my favourites. They really are. Well, it's Thursday, which means it's Two Show Friday, which means I've got about 27 emails to write. So I will hair off and sort the emails out, and we will meet up to get again tomorrow for Two Show Friday, which I do believe is Jonathan's favourite day of the week. However, Two Show Sunday is also looking fairly decent at the moment, isn't it? Mm. You had to diagram sentences. Oh, wow. No, we didn't do that either, Kim. In fact, I literally have very little recollection of anything that we did in English. So it wasn't that good, was it? Should have been better to be more memorable. Now, Tracy says the human brain is prepared for the sounds of any language up to the age of 6. Well, that's where I went wrong. Clearly, that's where I went wrong. Never mind. Never mind. I'm all right with my computer languages. So I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.